So we'll just continue. Sorry. At the end, we're going to say that the suffix is what's the kedusha. Does it have the status of inside or the status of outside? So Amar Menasim again. Amar Traxin Lo Rechmi Bochachamim O Kelefnim O Ikulechutz. So Maskif Lo Ravina. Ravina says, "My timer. What's the suffix? What's the reason why they had the suffix? Ilema. If you're going to say the reason is Mishum Dixiv, because the pasuk says as follows. This is the pasuk in Malachim Aleph Perak Vav, which where it talks about Shlomo HaMelech and the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says, "V'habayis Asher Bana HaMelech Shlomo, the house that the King Solomon built, Lashem, Shishim Amos Orko, right? It was 60 Amos long, the Esrim Rochbo, and 20 Amos wide, Ushloshim Amos Komaso, meaning that the length of the Beis HaMikdash, which I think here means the Heichal and the Kotche Kotchim together, that the length of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Heichal and the Kotche Kotchim was 60 Amos from when you enter the Kodesh to the back of the Kotche Kotchim was 60 Amos. Uksiv." And it says also regarding the first Beis HaMikdash, the Arba'im Be'ama HaHabayis Hu HaHeichal Lepanai. 40 of those 60 Amos were the Kodesh. Right? So 40 of those 60 are the Kodesh, which means 20 is the Kodesh Kodeshim. Uksiv, and it also says, V'lifnei HaDivir Esrim Amo Orech, Esrim Amo Roch, Esrim Amo Komaso. Meaning, inside the Dvir, meaning the Dvir we're going to say is the Mechitza. Inside the Mechitza, beyond the Mechitza, which is the Amatraxin, beyond the Mechitza is 20 Amos of the Kodesh. Below Yadanin, and we don't know. Amatraxin, this Amatraxin, Imehane Esrim, does it count in the calculation of this 20 Amos inside? Imehane Arboim, or does it count in the calculation of the 40 Amos that are outside? The Gemara says, well, that's not the suffix, because the Gemara says that when they count the Amos, they're counting everything other than the walls. They're counting the Chalal, they're counting the empty space. We're going to prove it from the Mishnah that you count the space of the walls separately. So when he says 40 Amos and 20 Amos, neither of those calculations include the wall. Because when they say 40 and 20, we're talking about the open space. The wall is its own independent space. So that's why you don't have, it's not a suffix of where it was built. We know exactly where it was built. It was built in its own space, somewhere in between. Right? So Gemara says, V'dilma lo mehani esrim, v'lo niham arboin. It's not from this, it built in this 20 space, it's not built in this 40 space. V'chalalaka chashiv. When the Navi here is explaining the size, it's talking about the open space, the empty space. But kosalim, but the walls, lo kachashiv. It's not talking about the walls. The walls have their own calculation. Teda, and I'll prove to you. I mean, interesting. They're proving what the pasuk in Malachi means based on what the Mishnah, how the Mishnah describes by a chain. So Teda, the kol heicha, the kachashiv kosalim, any time that the Tana is going to speak about the width of the walls, chashiv leili didei. He speaks about the width independently of the open space. I mean, it has its own independent measurement, not part of this empty space. You have an empty space of 40 amos, and you have an amo of the tracks, and you have 20 amos, also, again, of open space. This is a Mishnah in Midos. Right? It's a Mishnah, it's Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav and Zayin.
And then the overall measurement is off a little bit.
No, the overall measurement is only talking about empty space.
Okay, I'm still talking about 40.
40 of empty space.
60 total.
Okay. Of empty space.
Of empty space. Uh-huh. Now you're going to figure how much is the structure and add the walls. So you're not putting in, and if you don't put in the walls, then you add the wall, you figure the wall separately, then the wall adds to the space. You have a finite amount of space.
The space.
Hold on, I'm trying to understand this. Hold on. You have 60 hours, right?
Look on page
of empty space.
52A2.
Correct. Uh-huh. We're saying that the wall takes up no space.
No, it doesn't take up no space. No, it takes up its own mama.
So
it's not calculated in that empty space.
How much?
61.
How much is the pledge country?
20.
All right. How much is the
40.
40. So a total of 60.
Right. Now, plus one.
Plus
Michael,
that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
It's actually 61.
Correct.
It's actually 61.
Correct.
Okay, that's what I'm
looking for. He got it. Teda, the kol
heicha.
Right, because when they say 60, they're only talking about the empty space.
Teda,
the kol heicha, the kachashik asal, the kachashik didei, this not. The heichal, again, you know, the kodesh, the kachashik gachim, what is that? It's meya al meya. It's 100 by 100, going north to south. The room, it's 100 by 100, right? The room meya, 100 high. Right now, the outside kosel of the ulam is chamesh. Let's keep count. That's 5 amos. The ulam itself was 11, so that's 16 amos. Kosel haheichal, the kosel between the ulam and the heichal is 6. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So that what that put was that that gives us 17. Right.
It's,
so the chosah was 5, and 11 is 16. Plus 6 is
22.
Okay. Then it says
The diagram here.
Well, go ahead. Excellent. Kosel heichal sheish. The heichal, the width of the ulam, I guess, was. Sorry, no, the orko. No. Ove kosel heichal is sheish. The orko and the length of the chalal of the heichal is 40. So what do we have before? We have 40 plus 22. You said.
So
that's 62. The ama traxlin is 63. The Esrim Amma base Kutche Kutchim, that's 83. Kosel HaHeichal, there's a wall between the Kosel and the Kutche Kutchim, is 6.
The outside wall,
right? The Hattah, and then you have some sort of Lishk over there, is Shesh Amos. The Kotel HaTah Chamesh, gives you 100. But you see, when you calculate the wall, you calculate the wall separately. So too, that's why it's not included. So that's the suffix, not where it was built. It was built in Amma in between. The question, though, is Ela Kiddusha Sei, Iklifim Iklichutz. What status are we giving it? What's the halachic status of that one amma? Is that halachic status a kodesh status, or is that halachic status kochei kochim status? V'hainu the amma Rabbi Yochanan by Yosef ish hutzal. And Rabbi Yochanan says it's the same suffix that Yosef ish hutzal had when it came to Gabe the Beis Hamidrash Harishon. The pasuk there says again in Malach Malach Perek Vav. This is the pasuk test. Udvir. Devir Rashi says right away here mechitza, which is now we're talking about the wall. Udvir besoch habayis. How do you read it? Right. Dvir b'soch habayis mipnima heichin l'sit in sham aron b'is Hashem. There was a mechitza in the house inside there to beyond it. You gave the you put the aron Hashem. So Yivayleh. The question was heichin ka'amar krob dvir b'soch habayis. What is how do you read the pasuk? How do you break up the pasuk? Do we say right? Basically, do we say it's dvir b'soch habayis mipnima heichin l'tein Hashem? Or do we say, where do you put the comma? Before the pnima or after the pnima? And that will make a difference. Now, because the dvir is now going to be considered mipnima or not mipnima. Is it considered inside or is it considered not inside? If it's inside, it's the status of kochei kochim. If it's not inside, it has the status of the kodesh. Right? So it says mipnima, right? Heichli titein, sham as arum bis Hashem. So if you have the pnima, being that's a new phrase, that means that beyond this mechitza to the west, that's where they prepared the makom, the chalal, the empty space, and that's a kochei kochim. And therefore, the mechitza is not considered kochei kochim. But if you say, udvir besoch habayis mipnima, that means that he did the mechitza, I guess then it's saying from the dvir and inside, it has a status of kochei kochim, so then the dvir has a status of kochei kochim. So that's the suffix. So the Gemara is now going to ask, okay, that's the suffix they had. Now the Gemara has the question, did Yossi ish hutzal really have the suffix? Right, umi misafkule. Does Rabbi Yosef ben Yishutzal really have this suffix? V'hatanya, right? We have a brisa that says Isi ben Yehuda Omer. Isi ben Yehuda says the Gemara just foreshadowed. The Gemara says in the end that Isi ben Yehuda is Yosef Yishutzal. Okay, so Isi ben Yehuda, Yosef had and who is Yosef ben Yishutzal had the following sfeikos. Chamesh mikros b'Torahs einlem hechra. They're 5 times in the Torah. Basically, we don't know where to put the comma. Does the word go in the previous phrase, or the words go on the latter phrase? We don't know. I guess we know how to read it. I guess when Ezra Sofer came, he told us how to read it. I guess we don't know pshat in the pasuk which way it goes. And what are those 5 words? Se'es, Meshukadim, Machar, Aror, Vikam. Okay, we'll get to what those are. So what's Se'es? Se'es is in Parshas Bereishis. In Parshas Bereishis, the pasuk says, but after Melkayin. When Cain does the veira, he says, Hashem says to him, "Hello, im teitiv se'es, im lo teitiv lepesach chatas roveitz." So where does the se'es go? If you say the se'es goes, "Hello, im teitiv," and then you say se'es. If you do tshuva, then se'es. Then I'll forgive you. That's one way. Or you can say, "Hello, im." Did I read it wrong? I guess you can read hello im teitiv se'es v'imlo teitiv peskach v'et. I guess for im se'es v'imlo teitiv. You put the se'es on the second part of the pasuk. Then I guess if you don't do tshuva, then you're going to carry your iniquity. Depends how you break up the pasuk. I'm not sure how Rashi doesn't say. So how do you do this? Hello im teitiv se'es. That's one way. Hello im teitiv se'es v'imlo teitiv peskach v'et. Or hello im teitiv se'es. Where you put the hammer before the seis or after the seis, and that's how you break up the pasuk. The next pasuk one is Mishu Kadim. This is by the menorah. The pasuk says, "Menorah arba al gvi'im Mishu Kadim kaptorer prachel." So is the Mishu Kadim modifying the gvi'im, or is the Mishu Kadim modifying the kaptorer prachel? So do you read the pasuk Uva menorah arba gvi'im Mishu Kadim then kaptorer prachel, or do you read the pasuk Uva menorah arba gvi'im Mishu Kadim kaptorer prachel? How do you read it? Doesn't know. The next pasuk is Machar. Machar is by Milchavis Amalek. Moshe says to Yoshua, "Vayomer Moshe el Yoshua, becharlanu anashim v'tzei lechem Amalek, machar nochi nitzav al rosh hagiva, umatel him yadi." So do we read it, "Tzei lechem Amalek machar, go prepare and you'll battle them tomorrow, v'anochi, and I right now will go to rosh hagiva and daven," or is it, "Tzei lechem Amalek, go fight Amalek now, go tzei lechem Amalek, machar, go fight with them tomorrow, and I'll go today," or is it, "Go fight with them, and tomorrow I'll go up on the mountain"? Where is the machar? Is the machar modifying to tell Yeshua to go fight, or is the machar modifying when Moshe is going to go up to the mountain to pray? The next pasuk is Aror. I think this is Yaakov when he's giving the bracha, so to speak, to Shimon and Levi. It says, "Ki ve'apam hargu ish uvirtzonam ikrushor aror apam ki az." So is it uvirtzonam ikrushor and therefore aror apam, or is it because they killed Shem, therefore they're cursed? Or is it Birutzonam Ikru Shor Aror, that they killed a cursed Shor, which would be describing Shem? That's number four. And number five is Vikam. This is at the end, I think it's also Bracha, Vayom Hashem, or later, right, Baran Lamed Aleph. Vayom Hashem Moshe, Hincha Shochevi Mavasecha, Vikam Amazev, Izanah Acharei Elhei Nechar Haaretz. So it says that you're going to lie down with your forefathers, and then it says the word Vikam. Does Vikam mean that you're going to lie down with your forefathers, Vikam, which is now arrived, Kisa Mason, you're going to lie down to your forefathers and then you're going to get up? Or does it mean, you're going to die, and at that time, Vikam HaMazeb, and then the nation's going to get up and worship and do idol worship? So where do you put the comma? Five psukim. Okay, so you have five problem psukim, right? And we have, again, now you see the question already, we have our question in the base of Midrash, that's a sixth. But for the Tanya, who Yosef Ish Hutzal? Who's Yosef Ish Hutzal? Who Yosef Ababli? Same person as Yosef Ababli. Who Isi Ben Yehuda? That's the same person as Isi Ben Yehuda. But who Isi Ben Gur Aryeh? It's the same person as Isi Ben Gur Aryeh. But who Isi Ben Gamliel? He's also called Isi Ben Gamliel. But who Isi Ben Mehalalel? He's also Isi Ben Mehalalel. Mashemo, what was his real name? Isi Ben Akiva Shemo. It's the same guy. So he only has. So he says there's a suffix how to read the pasuk in Malachim. But then we have a brayso that says he only has five svekos. Answer simple, Gemara says. But the rice elect would be
Yaika. And why does it go by five names?
That's a different sugya.
It's a
suffix
which is his name.
So it's not a suffix. Well, he said we only had five svekos because he only has five svekos in Torah. The svek suffix he has in Malachim is in Nevi'im. So that's no problem. The Bryce are talking about the Svekas he had in the Navi, and this in Torah, this is the Svekas in the Navi. So Gemara says, Ubudaraisa Lekha, and there are no other Svekas in the Psukim of the Torah, meaning he only had five where he didn't know where to put the comma. What about the following one? Va'iko, with the following, the Bayi Rav Chizna, asked the following question. This is, where is this Pasuk? This is at the end of Kabbalah Torah, when Hashem, that they build a Mizbeach, right? And they built 12. They built 12 matzevos for the 12 shvatim, and he sent to Bechoros to bring olos shushlamim. So it says there, the full pasuk, by Yishlachas, now Rebbe in Israel, by Alu olos, by Yizbechuz, vachim shlamim Hashem parim. So the question now is, the word parim, does that go on the olos, or does it only go on the zvachim shlamim? For the animals, which animals do they use? So by Yishlachas, now Rebbe in Israel, by Alu olos, so they say, vayu olos means that's kvasim, that was kvasim, and then the pasuk says, and the second part of the pasuk, the shlamim and the zvachim and the shlamim, those are parim. O dilma idi parim. Or does the olos modify the entire pasuk, which means that o dilma idi parim? That it's by yishlach as bnei Yisrael by alu olos by yisbechus zvachim shlamim Hashem parim. All the korbanos were brought parim. So two things. Number one, it's a different suffix. Here's not the suffix where you put the comma. Here's a suffix at the word at the end of the pasuk. Does it modify the entire pasuk or just the phrase before it? It's a little bit different of a suffix. But the Gemara answers differently. The Gemara says, Rav Chizda Masafkale, the Isi Ben Yehuda Pshitale. That who asked the suffix? Rav Chizda. Isi Ben Yehuda had no problem with this pasuk. He knew. Tosfos points out two interesting questions. Tosfos points out, he says, number one, the list of the psukim are not listed in order, right? It says tema who delo naktinu kisedus and kisuvim v'torah. Right, it doesn't have the order. If it was in the order, it should say se'es aror machar mishukadim kam, to go in the order of the parashas. Tosfos doesn't answer that question. But then Tosfos asks another question. He says, we see sometimes where you don't know where to put a word, you dash in before and after. It's all the time. The word goes at the beginning of the pasuk and the end of the pasuk. Tosfos answers basically, well, yeah, that's fine if the two limudim are not contradictory. Here, if you put the word at the beginning of the pasuk, and then or you put it towards the end of the pasuk, you can have contradictory pshatim in the pasuk. That we cannot do. Okay. We are now in the Kachi Kachim, right? Kohen Gadol has finally entered the Kachi Kachim, right? So the Mishnah is going to continue explaining how the opening from the Heichal into Kachi Kachim existed and how the Kohen Gadol got in. We're going according to the Shita Chachamim that says that there were two parochos, right? Not going according to the Rav Yossi. We're saying the two parochos open on the north side. Basically, we go this way. You go through the space in between, and you come out on start on the south side, and you come out on the north side. There are no poles because there's no Aron, so there's no problem getting to the Makom of where the Aron would be because there was no Aron. So he's only what Gemara was going to ask. He does it in the second base of Middush. He does it where the Aron was in the first base of Middush. There was a door in the wall, and he opened it and walked right in. Okay, Hachitzona, the outer wall, which means the wall further away from the Kachi Kachim, it's closer to the Kodesh. Hachitzona, Haisa Pirufa Min Hadarom. It was basically pinned up on the south side. They put some sort of pin. They pinned it to hold the curtain open. It was pinned up on the south side, right? Rashi says, Rosha Kifulu Litzad Achutz V'Nechezes B'Keres Shel Zav V'Yos B'Sukh V'Medes. So it was folded over into the outside, into the Kodesh side, and there was some sort of golden pin that held it up, because this way the Kohen Gadol was walking in with two things. He's not going to be able to push the curtain unless he goes with the shoulder. So it's pinned up and so nice proof from Minadarom, right? The Pinimis and the inner one has Minhatzafon. It was pinned up from the northern side, which means that it was folded into the Kachay Kachim, was folded into the inside. Umahalech Benehem, so he'd walk between them. Basically, he would walk in from the southern side, between the two parochos, until he gets to the opening on the north side, and he zigzags his way in, right? And when he gets to the north side, he doesn't walk straight, he turns around, he turns to face the south, umahalech, and he walks, lismolo ima parochos. Basically, he's hugging the parochos as he's walking, until he gets to the aron. Ask the question about what it's a contradictory. If the two parochos, then we're in the second base of Mikdash and there's no Aron. If there's an Aron, then we're in the first base of Mikdash and we should have an Amatrak. So what's going on? We should have the wall. So what's going on? So Atrigila Aron, he gila Aron, he gets to the Aron, no saint as Hamachta, he puts down the pan that's holding the coals, he puts it down on the floor, Bain Shnehabadim, between the two poles, right? The Aron had the two poles sticking out, he puts them down between the two poles. With Savar S Hakitoris Agabe Hagecholim, because after he puts the Kitoris, he does that crazy thing with his hands. So after he gets it back into the bowl, now he pours it onto the Gecholim, he pours it onto the coals. Vinis Malek Kolabais Kulo Ashan, and the entire inside now is filled with smoke. Against the Psukim, we'll see tomorrow, who would come in with it smoked. Okay. Yotza, so he leaves the Kachay Kachim, Ubalo Biderek Beis Kinesioso. He would walk the same way as he came in. Basically, he wouldn't, I guess walk the same way. He would keep his face facing south.
Nose backing out of it?
Yeah.
He backs out straight.
Right. He backs out, meaning so his face is still the same way as it was when he walked in.
Between the two parochos.
Well, that's what he doesn't say. That's only inside here.
Oh, inside.
Yeah. Right, he would walk backwards, right? And we walk backwards outside. O mispalel tfila kitzara b'beis achitzon. And he would say a quick tefillah, I guess, when he got outside of the Kachi Kachim, right, which is in the Heichal Rashi says, v'lo hayim ha'arach v'tefillah, so, and he would not do a long tefillah, because tefillah to the Shibura, shelo lahavis es Yitzral, because he didn't want to, if he did a long tefillah inside, then at that moment in time, Israel will be afraid that the Kohen Gadol died inside. So even though you have the opportunity once a year to be the Kachi Kachim, where you can pour your heart and soul out to the place where the Shechina is most manifest, still, you have to keep in mind other people. So maybe it's right. You're not supposed to have such a long, uh, such a little tirchon tzibur, I think, over here. Just whatever. So you have concern for the tzibur. So the concern, what the tirchon tzibur is all is. So a and listen. If you go stretch out, you have to know the kahal. You have to know the congregation. Some people like it. Other people can start talking. So I think it's better to go to try to keep the quorum. Also, to keep it. So here the reason was that they didn't want him to be afraid that he was going to die. Whatever. So therefore he would make a quick
treatment. They be informed that it's an hour long procedure and he'll be out in an hour and then they won't be afraid. Right? You know what I mean? If they know it's an hour, they're not going to be afraid. It comes out in an hour. Right.
Right, so then he has. Whatever the length is, he shouldn't go beyond that length.
What?
Whatever that length is, he can't go beyond that length.
So you really within there a very short time.
Pretty short, yeah.
The things down, and then they left.
I don't know how long it took him to do the flip over to the deck. Yeah.
What?
Right. Also, right. He has that pavana, all those things. Okay. So now the gemara. So wait. So the mission. So that now the gemara wants to ask our question. The maskinan. Which mikdash are we dealing with? Elam of mikdash rishon. If we're talking about Bais Rishon, Mihava Parochos. Did you have these Parochos that separated between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim? We said before that we had a Kotel that was called the Amatraxin that was between them. Elab and Mikdashini. Must be that we're talking about the second Bais HaMikdash that had the Parochos. Well then, if that's the case, Mihava Aron. Did you have the Aron and the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the second Bais HaMikdash? No. It was removed. Batanya, we learned in a Braisa, Mishenignas Aron, when the Aron was hidden during the times of Yoshio, at the end of the first Bais HaMikdash, what was hidden with it? Nignaza imo tzintzenes haman, right? The container containing the man, the tzilochis shemen mishka, and a container of the shemen mishka, which Moshe used in the midbar, umaklo shel Aaron, and the staff of Aaron that Hashem used, that it grew shkadel prachel, and ushkadel prachel, and the actual almonds and things that grew on the Aaron on the staff were also hidden. Then also our gaz shishigru plishtim daron the Okay, Yisrael. There's also this present. I don't know, what does it say? It's our gaz.
Box.
A box. Okay, I guess a box that remember the Plishtim had the Aron. Everyone got sick, so they put it on the wagon, and they sent it back. They sent it back with a gift. So that gift also was there, right? Shneamar. The pasuk says when the Plishtim returned the Aron to Yisrael. This is Shmuel Aleph Perek Vav and Ches. It says, let's read the gear right here. So the Esklei Hazahav. Asher heishova sem lo asham tasimu be'argaz mitzido ushlachtem aso v'halach. It said that wherever the Aron went, right, this argaz went with it. So the Aron went into Geniza, this argaz went with it into Geniza. Okay, umi ginazo, who hid the Aron? Yoshio ginazo. Yoshio did it. Uma ra'ashe ginazo. What did he see to allow him to do that? Ra'ashe kasuv. It says amongst the curses in the Tochacha in Devarim, it says Yoleich Hashem Oscha Ves Makicha Asher Takim Alecha, right, Al Goy Asher Lo Yadata. So he saw that there's going to be sorrows and goes, and that things are going to happen. You're going to be taken, and he saw that's coming. So he was afraid that then the Aron would go with them to Babel. So therefore, Amar Ugnazo, he got up and he hid it, he buried it. Shneamar, the pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, this is Divrei Yomim Beis Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Gimel. I guess he said to the smart Levim, put the Aron Kodesh in the bias. Basically, put the Aron Kodesh in the bias that Shlomo built. It's already in the bias that Shlomo built. It must be that Shlomo built something else. Shlomo built these tunnels, so to speak. And that's to put it there. You don't have any burden to carry it. Basically, Pasuk saying, put it in the house where Shlomo built. It's in the house where Shlomo built. So put it in the tunnels that Shlomo built beneath the house to hide it. So now the question is, how do we know that all these other things were placed, went to Geniza with the Aron?
So who was it? Right below the base?
I don't know where it is.
What do they say
then? I don't know. You have these stories that they tell about the Muslims were charged there, that people used to go down under the Evan Shasiya, and there's a tunnel. No one ever came out from there. I don't know. I don't know what it means.
He
didn't find it there. Found it elsewhere.
Oh yeah, now he's sitting in Washington.
Yeah. Well, Amar Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar says,
him and Nicholas Cage.
Not last more.
Well, Amar Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar says, okay. So now we talk to other things. Now we talk about the Tzedes Haman. So the Tzedes Haman, we learn from Gezer Shava. It says Shama Shama. Because it says by the Aron, it says Asher Aron Eidos Neil Pros Asher Aron Eidos. Asher Yibeidachas Shama. And by the Tzedes Haman, it says, Kas and Tzedes Achas attain Shama below Omer. So the Shama, Shama means that the Tzedes Haman is in the Aron. The Aron goes, the Tzedes Haman goes as well. Okay, but Asya, and this is now by the Tzluchus HaShemen, now we'll do Xer Shava of Doros Doros. By the Tzedes Haman, it says, L'mishmeres HaDoros Seichem. And by the Shemen Mishcha, it says, Shemen Mishcha's Kodesh Yezeh Li L'Doros Seichem. So now we know that the Tzedes Haman is in there, that the Shemen and Mishcha is compared to the Tzedes Haman, it's also in the Aron. But Asya, now we have to learn about the Makel of Aron. The Asla, the Gneza, the Makel Shal Aron, that's learned out from the Tzedes Haman as well, because of Gzeir Sava of Mishmeres. Mishmeres. By the Tzedes Haman, it says, V'anacho sol of Nei Hashem l'mishmeres l'doros Seichem. And by the Makel of Aron, it says, Hashavis Hamatelu Aron Haidus l'mishmeres l'os l'vnei Mary. So you have it over there, that these, just like the Tzedes Haman is Nignaz with the Aron, so too, the Makel of Aron is Nignaz. But nevertheless, you see from here that the Aron was Nignaz during the Tkufa of Malchus Yoshiyahu at the end of the first Beis HaMikdash. So you know for sure that the second Beis HaMikdash did not have the Aron and the Kodesh Kodashim. So how can you be talking about the Parochos and the Aron in the same Mishnah? So La'olam, Mishnah Gemara says, La'olam, what's the Mishnah dealing with? B'Mikdash Sheni. We're talking about the second Beis HaMikdash. Umay Higila Aron. What does it mean he got to the Aron? It is the Makoma Aron. He got to the place where the Aron would have been. I mean, they continued doing the Avoda in this place where the Aron once was. That's how they would do that. So the Gemara says, wait a second. V'hakatani nason esamachta levein habadim. Because you put down the pan between the two poles. There's no Aron, there's no poles. So what two poles are you talking about? It says again, Ema kibench ne'abadim. You knew, they knew the location. The two poles were a certain distance between, you know, and he, so he went in that area where the, which would have been between the badim. That's where he was. In the base of Rishon, he did it between the badim. In the Baish Shanim, he did it at the same space where it would have been considered Bein Habadim.
The door opened up right into the...
So that's the question we ask. I guess in the Baish Rishon, the door would open up right between the Bein Habadim. Otherwise, you have to be stepping over the over the poles to get to the place.
Very well,
it's
having 9 Makorah.
About
the door was in the center.
Okay.
A Rabban.
Send photos to me.
Photos
to me.
Why? Okay. How long did they extend the bottom?
Because the bottom went all the way to the wall.
It doesn't make sense. There's no room there.
Right. Why does it make sense?
Why? Because then if you're standing inside, anywhere inside the base of Mikdash, you can see straight through the arc.
That was in the second base of Mikdash.
No, the door was closed.
Open the door.
The
door was closed.
So open the door.
You close the door.
To see inside, just open the door.
You're not supposed to see inside.
Right.
You can't be standing outside.
I'm not following the question.
You can't be in the middle of Ezra's Nushim and look straight through Nicanor right into the yard.
So he closed the door.
I don't know, because there was a curtain in front of the door.
And he opens it up while everybody's watching him.
And he closes the door.
Behind the curtain and opens the door. It's a problem.
He's standing there like this.
Yeah.
With two hands like this.
Right.
Right. Pushes the curtain.
The thing is pinned. Right?
Wait, no, you can confuse the two things now. The pin is the second base of Ezra's. We never learned about a pin.
It's a good question.
No, I'm not.
Right.
No matter what, he's got to get through.
Okay.
First base of Midrash is what we're talking about.
Okay.
Not the second base of Midrash. Okay. First base of Midrash, it was the Aron.
Okay.
If it's pinned over there, so he doesn't have to get through. If I'm standing over there looking like this, I'm seeing right inside. Not possible. There's no way that's possible.
Well, stay with the big deal, so we saw for 2 seconds. Or maybe there was a curtain behind,
and he
pulls away the curtain, and now the curtain drops behind him, and then he walks into the door, and no one sees.
The curtain doesn't drop.
Things on these two hands.
What?
The curtain doesn't drop. He's holding the stuff.
Right, so
somebody pinned it up in advance.
The curtain is just wide to the door. It doesn't have to be pinned up in the first place of Mikdash. The curtain doesn't have
Where do we say
up.
That it was pinned up in the first place of Mikdash?
How is he getting through the curtain?
No, there are other Rishonim. I mean, I didn't say it. The Rishonim here was saying that it wasn't pinned up. And then he went with
this. So he's moving it aside. If I'm standing there, I'm looking at the arm.
No, when he moves it aside, the door's closed.
And then
it goes forth behind him and he walks into the door. You're making an assumption.
I'm making a big assumption based on reality. I don't think so.
Why? What's the problem?
Because it doesn't make logical sense. If I'm watching him do it.
First of all, you're making an assumption right away that those 2 seconds, if anyone sees it, is a big problem. First of all, who says that it is? Maybe this is the only way you can
because
do
you
it.
You saw everybody burnt up as soon as they looked at the yard.
What?
Everybody burnt up as soon as they looked at the yard.
Right.
How did you get into the door? You have to go backwards?
Maybe it was a revolving door.
Big clouds and noise.
Okay. Okay.
Only
when they look inside.
No, we're
playing
time.
How do you get into the door? I don't know. All I'm telling you is what the Gemara.
It's only when he opened the cover he had a problem. Looking at it wasn't.
I don't know.
How is he opening the door anyway?
Who's opening the door?
He goes back to the door.
Who says there's a handle on the door? Maybe it's a push door.
How is he pushing it? He's shouldering it up into the two buses. With his shoulder. You've never come home with groceries and opened the door? That's not covered. My door opens in. So the door opens out.
You push it.
Goes right into the bottom again.
What?
He's right. How does it go right into the bottom?
It's clean. The bottom are like this. The door opens and you go right through. What's the problem? The door. Where does it say? First of all, we haven't seen any of this in the Gemara, so it's all conjecture and assumption. Where does the?
He wasn't standing in between the Badim. He was standing outside the Badim, but sprinkled in between the Badim. That's not what it says.
Okay, well maybe it says Achigila Aron, Higila Aron, no saying that's a machta bench ne havadim. So he's saying. So he's saying that you stand over and put, it's a big, it's pretty high.
Diagonally.
Over the Ben Abadim.
Correct.
But that's hard because.
This question. What is he sprinkling?
He's pouring the Ketoris now onto the coals.
He's pouring
the Ketoris onto the coals.
Okay.
So now he's pouring the Ketoris onto the Gekolim. So number one, Tanan, command Amat Sober. We had a Machlokas. On the Mem Tesam base, how he put it on? Did he pour it all like and heap it on, or did he like drop it on? You know, slowly. How did it work? Depending on whether you wanted to smoke quickly, you want the smoke to delay. So we hear tzavar. So manda atan kamanda amr tzavra. So into manda amr says that he would pour it on. He would pour it on quickly, right? Like I said, it would burn quick. Well, he would heap it, right? He would dump it on basically, and that would do what? And that would means that it doesn't burn quickly, and therefore it delays the smoke. Right, that delays the smoke.
Quickly?
Right.
You got more steam.
Delays the steam though because it's covering it up.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
If you do it slowly, then right away
the smoke will start to build. If I pour it on quickly, I'm assuming based on what it is, it smothers a little bit and then the smoke. That's what the Gemara is saying. All
right.
That's what Gemara said on Daf Mem Tes on the base. So Tani Chad Sobra Pinima She Chutzelo, Tani Idach Sobra Chutzish Pinimlo. So where did he do it? Again, he has the pan. So does he pour the ketores on the part of the pan that's closer to the aron, on the outer one that's closer to the aron, or on the inner part that's closer to him? That's its one. They don't have a shayla about that. Only by the outer or the inner, right? Tani chadat sobra pnima she chutzalo, v'tani idach sobra chutza she pnimalo. So it seems to be a machlokas between the brisos. Where he starts? Where does he put it on? So Amar Abaye Tanoi, it's a machlokas Tanoi, where he does it. Amar Abaye Mistabra Kamanda Amar, it's Mistaber to go according to the one who says Pinima Shechutzelo, that he pours it over further away from him and then I guess brings it back. I guess the Tanan, because we learned in the Mishnah when it came to the Ketoris of every day, Milandin Oso, he's a hair. Be careful, Shelo Tasil Mipanecha, don't start doing the Ketoris close to you, Shema Tikaveh, because maybe you'll burn. So if you start close to you and it starts, you know, steaming, you may further out, you'll burn. So go there and then come back in, and then it'll be easy for you not to burn. Okay, we'll stop over here.